Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You've heard me say this perhaps, but it stuck in me years ago, decades ago. I heard a fellow preaching, and he's giving a testimony. He said these guys took him up in the skyscraper. I forget how tall it was, but it was huge. And he went on this little bitty balcony, little bitty thing, just no room enough for him. And he's holding on to the rail, and he said, man, the cars look like they're this big, and the people, and he's looking, and his thought comes to him, why don't you just jump? Why don't you just jump? That sound familiar?
Yeah.
And he says, you jump. I'm not. And when he said that, I thought, excellent. That is excellent, because he knows where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And he's not so insecure and confused that he thinks he needs to prove anything or reason anything. He said, you do it. I'm not stupid. Thoughts of temptation, thoughts of stupidity like this can come to any of us. I've had thoughts come to my mind about doing some kind of sin or something. And I do the same thing. You know, the thought comes, why don't you do that? And I think, I'm not stupid.
Praise God.
I'm not doing it. No. And you don't just grip the handle and go, what's wrong with me? God, are you testing me? Oh, the Lord is testing. And the devil will go, it's exactly, the Lord is testing you. Do you believe it or do you not? Now it's time to prove. Do you love God with all your heart? Do you trust God with all? Well, yeah, I trust God. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. That's the devil.
Amen.
I said, that's the devil. Talking to you. God already knows what you believe and what you don't. How you love and how you don't. He already knows. Where are you? Man, man, man. Here's another sermon. Proverbs 21. I don't think this will take long, but I want you to see it. Proverbs 21, 31. Now, this is another side of this. Proverbs 21, 31. Are you there?
Yes.
What does it say?
The horse
is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Another translation says, you can get the horses ready for battle, but it is the Lord who gives the victory. But now here's my question. Do you still get the horses ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you get the horses ready. Even though you know it's the Lord who gives you the victory, it's the Lord who's going to keep me safe, do I still get my stuff ready? Yes. So this is another area where people have been presumptuous. We got people in our nation that challenge us as Christians. If you really believed that God would protect you, then quit spending all these billions on defense. And just prove what you believe. Well, we're not that ignorant. The Bible said get the horse ready. Load the tank. Develop the jet. Develop the defense. Why? Because there's devilish people in the world. Now, you get all your stuff done. You do the best you know how to do. Now what? Now, we don't count on our stuff saving us. We're ready. We use it. But we don't count on that to save us. We're counting on the Lord. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. But we'll remember, we'll rely, we'll trust in the name of the Lord our God. Listen to this, 2 Chronicles 20. You don't have to turn there, but 2 Chronicles 20. Put it up on the screen if you can. 2 Chronicles 20, 17. He told them, he said, you will not need to fight in this battle. What does that sound like then? Huh? You will not need to fight in this battle. A lot of folk could take that word and go, well, hey. Relax. No need spending any money. No need getting anything ready. We're not going to need to fight. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. There it is again. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out at, huh? Well, I thought we weren't going to have to fight on this one. But you still got to go out. I said, you still got to go out. Even when the Lord says, I got this, I'm going to do this thing, you still have to load up and get the horses ready.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
And go.
Yes.
But you're not counting on your stuff.
No.
You're not counting on your arm. You're not counting on your expertise. And when you get the victory, you don't give the glory to yourself. You give it to Him. Do you see this?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is so important. Prepare the horses. God gave them manna to eat. Spectacular. Out of the sky it fell. On a daily basis, they still had to go out and pick it up. God saved Noah and all his family and all the animals from the flood. That nobody had never heard of anything like this, but he still had to build the boat. Didn't he? See, we got people that try to tell us if you just have enough faith, you don't do anything. If you have enough faith, you can quit your job and lay on the couch. If you have enough faith, you can do nothing. And we're going to prove to you how much faith we have by doing nothing. James said, that's what I was going to say. James said, show me your faith without your works. You can't do it. I'll show you my faith by my getting ready. By my building this boat. By my getting these horses ready. By us training and preparing. By us working. Come on now, are you listening? Oh, can you see this? David said to the Philistine Goliath, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel. But he still took his sling. Didn't he? He took his sling. And that's what God used. Go to two verses. Go to Luke 22, Matthew 24, and Luke 22. I think I'll be done. Go to Matthew 24 first, and then Luke 22. Can you get the spirit of this? That there are so many people that they call stuff being spiritual, and they make big ado out of it. And they try to make other people feel that they're so carnal, and because, you know, you look at it and you go, well, duh, there's a snake in the bush. We should just go around. Oh, you're carnal and you didn't pray this morning. I see the snake. I'm going around. We're going to fast and pray and see what the Lord tells us about the snake. People do this kind of stuff all, and they call themselves being more spiritual, and it is so prideful. It is so ugly. It's all about them showing something to somebody else and proving how much faith they have and how spiritual they are. If you know there's a snake in the bush, you should need a strong, special word to do anything except go around. You don't have to have any word about going around. You know, snake in the bush. Go around. They're trying to kill me. Hurry up. Get out of town. Unless the Lord said something strong to you otherwise, you know what to do. He is protecting you by making you aware of it and giving you time and opportunity to do something about it. Here's something that can answer some questions. Some people think it's controversial, but to me it's very obvious and plain. Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and 43. 24, 43. Jesus is talking. He said, know this, if the goodman, or we might just say the man of the house, had known in what watch or what time the thief would come, he would have what? He would have stayed in his bed and believed God. Just believed God that he wouldn't do it. He would have watched. So he had stayed awake and watched and would not have suffered or would not have allowed or permitted his house to be broken up or broken into. Now, how's he going to do that? How's he going to keep him from breaking in? People have questions about, you know, could you use force? Could you do this? Go to Luke, where the other place you have over there. He said he wouldn't let him do it. He's going to have to do something. If he says, I'm not going to let you come in here. Here's a guy trying to break in. The Lord let you know about it. And so you watched and you caught the guy trying to break in and you say, you are not coming in here. How are you going to keep him from it? Well, Luke 24, one way would be a weapon. People try, what did I say? Luke 22, yeah. Luke 22 and 35. People say, oh, no, no, if you had faith now, if you had faith, no, no, you wouldn't have to do it. And that's some of the people say, if we had enough faith, we wouldn't even have a military. And yet the Bible said, get the horses ready. But don't trust in the horses. Do everything you know to get ready. But then when it's all done, we're trusting God to make this thing happen. Our faith is in Him. But that don't mean we don't load the guns.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Protection and Presumption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204J. That's R1204J. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.